California Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia is a comic book nerd. You'd have to be if, as he did, you got sworn into office holding a rare Superman comic book that he borrowed from the Library of Congress. So yeah, he's hardcore. And this weekend at San Diego Comic-Con, Garcia is launching what he calls a bipartisan congressional popular arts caucus. Congressman, so why does Congress need this new caucus?
Hey, thank you. Well, I mean, look, I think first, the popular arts are an enormous part of the national economy. When you think about what the top movies are, whether it's these big Marvel or DC blockbusters, Star Wars, what are the big shows, shows like Game of Thrones, the popular arts drive our culture, they drive the box office, they drive streaming, and so it's a great way to support the economy, support workers. It's a bipartisan caucus, and we already have about 30 members signed up.
What type of policy work do you want this caucus to focus on?
Well, I mean, there's a lot. I mean, look, there's areas where there's a lot of bipartisan support also. For example, issues around piracy are really, really important. We want to make sure that we're protecting the rights of creators. Obviously, issues around just making sure that people know that the U.S. is a great place to do business, that we're exporting our products across the world. Issues around censorship abroad are really critical for us. And of course, just making sure that we have a prepared workforce. We know that there are labor shortages. Obviously, there's labor strife right now at this moment. But we want to make sure there's a well-trained workforce for all the jobs in the popular arts.
So you mentioned the labor issues that are going on in Hollywood right now. Artificial intelligence in creative rights is one of the reasons why two Hollywood unions are on strike. Will this be an issue that you're going to be discussing at the caucus?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, obviously, we're just launching the caucus this weekend, but AI especially, there's a lot of bipartisan interest in this. It is going to be incredibly, not just to the popular arts, but in so many industries, be so disruptive. I mean, there's also obviously some opportunity, but to creative people, to this industry, there's a lot of dangers. The good thing is that I like to think that I've assembled like the biggest group of nerds in Congress. So this is like a caucus of like nerds and geeks. And I actually think that we kind of get it like more than most folks. And, you know, I think when nerds get together, I think we can do a lot of good things.
So who are the Republican nerds then?
So we've got a good group of Republicans that are joining. Joe Bernotti is part of our caucus. Actually, he has a long history in the gaming space, which a lot of people don't know. And so we've got folks like Maxwell Frost on the Democratic side, you know, new member, freshman member of Congress like me, who also loves gaming, loves a lot of the popular arts. And so we've got a good mix of people that are going to bring different perspectives.
And what is it about comics for you that makes this such an important part of who you are and your identity?
You know, I'm an immigrant, and I grew up as a young kid when I moved to the U.S. as a young boy, and I started reading comics, and that's how I learned English. English was not my first language, and reading comics got me, really got acclimated me to this country, to the language, and just as a young kid, I looked up to these kind of heroes that you read about in the comics. For me, it was Superman, and also an immigrant, also from a strange place, also, you know, had a secret identity. And I think that, you know, you relate to these things. And a lot of people don't realize that these stories, you know, when you think about American fiction and what we export to the rest of the world, I mean, comics and the stories of these American heroes is a huge part of kind of global culture and what we export as Americans.
That's California Representative Robert Garcia, who's launching at San Diego Comic-Con his bipartisan Congressional Popular Arts Caucus. Congressman, thanks.
Thanks so much.